Chapter 2. Victor's Early Years. In which Victor Frankenstein tells his story. My name is Victor Frankenstein, and I am from Geneva in Switzerland. My story begins many years ago when my father, Alphonse, who came from a very good family, met and married a beautiful and kind young woman called Caroline. After a time, I was born, and we became a happy little family. My mother wanted to have a daughter, but that did not happen, and for several years I was their only child. Then, when I was about 5 years old, my mother heard of a poor girl whose parents had both died. She was a little younger than I was, and she was extremely pretty, with blue eyes and hair the colour of gold. My parents were told that she had come from a very important family in Milan, but now had no family and no home. Soon it was decided that Elizabeth Lavenza would come and live with us as part of our family. Elizabeth was wonderful, and everyone loved her. We spent our early years laughing, playing, and learning together. I called her my cousin, but she was much more than that to me. There were other people who were also important to me when I was a child. We had a young maid called Justine who lived in our house and helped to look after us. She was kind, and I really liked her. Then, when I was 7, my parents had another baby, a sweet boy called William. Later, I had to go to school, but I met a boy called Henry Clerval, and we became very close friends. Oh, back in those days when I was a child, I was very, very happy. Why did those days have to end? As I grew, I became interested in science, which, of course, was a new and exciting thing to me. I read many books on the subject and wanted to explore how the world worked. Then, one evening, when I was about 15 years old, there was a terrible thunderstorm. The thunder was very loud and frightening, and I stood at the door and watched the storm as it came from the mountains and towards our house. Then, suddenly, a big old tree that was very near our house became a huge, very bright wall of fire. I stood and stared. As soon as the bright light disappeared, I saw that the tree had completely gone. A professor of science, who was a family friend, was staying with us at that time. He explained to me that the fire I had seen was lightning and was made of something called electricity. Although I had read many books, I had not yet learned about electricity. I was amazed, and I really needed to know more. It was on that dark, stormy night that I decided my future. I definitely wanted to become a scientist and make big discoveries. When I reached the age of 17, my parents decided that I should study science at Ingolstadt University. But several weeks before the date when I would leave home, Elizabeth became very ill. She had a terrible fever, and she was in a lot of danger. My wonderful mother stayed by the side of her bed and cared for her day and night. Elizabeth was saved, but I am very sorry to say that my mother then became very ill herself, and she was not as lucky as Elizabeth. I will never forget her last words. She joined the hands of Elizabeth and myself and said, "My children, I have always thought that in the future you should marry. You are right for each other, and it will make your father very happy. And you mustn't worry about me. I have had a full and happy life. Death is an awful thing, and that was the first time I had seen it. But I need not describe how I felt at that time. I am sure you know what it is like, or can imagine. We were all shocked and upset, but life had to continue, and my father wanted me to go to university as we had planned. Soon the day came, and with difficulty I said goodbye to my father, my brother William, my dear Elizabeth, and my very good friend Henry Clerval.